I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for September 2nd, 2026. An advanced automotive manufacturer will expand in Madison County and hire more workers. Curtis Tate has more on the story.
Astemo Americas will add 300,000 square feet to its operations in Berea, along with 114 new jobs, Governor Andy Beshear said Tuesday. Beshear called the $112 million project one of the largest private sector investments in Madison County in two decades. The company's Berea facility produces chassis and powertrain components for hybrid electric vehicles. It has another plant in Harrodsburg. Astemo expanded its Berea operations in 2023 with a $153 million investment and 167 jobs. The company, formerly known as Hitachi Automotive, has operated in Kentucky since 1985. It has about 2,100 workers at its plants in Berea and Harrodsburg. I'm Curtis Tate in Richmond.
Vandalism of flock surveillance cameras is surging in Louisville, with at least 24 cameras vandalized or stolen since last October. The Courier-Journal reports 16 of the 25 documented incidents happened in July and early August, amid growing criticism of the technology over privacy concerns. The cameras capture passing vehicle license plates, helping police track wanted or stolen vehicles. Police arrested a Louisville man this month who allegedly shot at one flock camera and had stolen others. The city of Louisville has more than 200 flock cameras in place. City leaders have so far stood by the system, despite some Kentucky communities ending their contracts. Critics have increasingly raised concerns about the misuse of the cameras. A Shively police officer was recently charged after allegedly using flock to improperly conduct more than 2,000 searches and track the movements of women over 5 months. Jefferson County Public School officials recently canceled a student-led production of Ragtime and then reversed course hours later. The reversal came after a student social media post supporting the show went viral. Giselle Roden reports the controversy sparked conversations about censorship in the district.
Ragtime centers Black families, Jewish immigrants, and upper-class white Americans living in 1900s New York City. JCPS administrators said the show has harsh language and sensitive subjects that might not be suitable for its audience. Ragtime does include the N-word in its script. Youth Performing Arts School senior Jeremiah Stevens says the language helps depict a part of America's history.
But I think that now, being able to use that language in a more constructive way, in a way that constitutes learning and development, is very different from using it in its initial derogatory terms.
Senior Maya Nanda says rehearsals have felt a little different after the back and forth.
It's heavier in the room, but we know how impactful this story is because of this. We've gotten such a strong bond over these 24 hours.
Stars like Sarah Jessica Parker and Christian Chenoweth commented in support of the teen's social video. YPass's production of Ragtime opens in November. I'm Giselle Roden in Louisville.
The Better Schools Kentucky PAC announced an endorsement for Lieutenant Governor Jacqueline Coleman yesterday. Next year, she's set to face off against former State Representative Rocky Atkins in the Democratic primary for Kentucky's governor. Better Schools Kentucky is the PAC associated with the Jefferson County Teachers Association. The second-term lieutenant governor says that she is primed to defend public schools from the governor's mansion.
I consider education and labor to really be one and the same. I've been a member of a union. I've been a teacher longer than I've been lieutenant governor.
The statewide Kentucky Education Association has not yet made an endorsement in the race. You can learn more on these stories, as well as many others, when you visit us at weku.org or on the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.